Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. And today we're diving into the world of WordPress.
Ooh, WordPress.
You know, the platform that powers millions of websites.
Right.
From, you know, like those simple blogs to big, complex businesses.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, a quick shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Okay.
For making this deep dive possible.
Awesome.
They can help you bring your WordPress vision to life.
Okay.
With their hosting solutions and expert guidance.
Right.
You can find out more at www.safeserver.d.
Cool.
So now back to WordPress.
All right.
We often hear it's so much more than just a blogging platform.
Yeah, for sure.
But what does that actually mean?
Right.
To help us unpack this, we've got two sources.
Okay.
First, we'll look at WordPress.org,
mm-hmm.
the official website, which is like the front door to this whole world.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll peek behind the scenes with a GitHub repository.
Right.
Where the actual development happens.
Cool.
So looking at WordPress.org, the first thing that jumps out is how much they emphasize design flexibility.
Interesting.
Themes, customization blocks.
Mm.
It all sounds pretty user-friendly.
Yeah.
Even for someone who's never built a website before.
Right. It's like they're saying, hey, you don't need to be a coding whiz to create a beautiful website.
Right.
And what I find really impressive is this no-code-needed approach that they're pushing.
Yeah.
It's all about making web design accessible to everyone, regardless of their technical skills.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
It's like those drag-and-drop website builders, but maybe even more powerful.
Exactly. And you know what else caught my eye?
What's that?
The live preview feature.
Ooh.
You can actually see the changes you're making in real time.
Really?
Without having to switch back and forth between screens.
Wow.
No more guessing games.
That would have saved me so much time and frustration
right.
when I was building my first website.
Really?
It's like having a mirror
mm-hmm.
that reflects your every design tweak instantly.
Absolutely.
So it's clear that WordPress is great for building basic websites.
Right.
But what about something more complex?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, let's say an online store.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
WordPress isn't limited to just websites or blogs.
Yeah.
They have this massive ecosystem of plugins.
Right.
That can add all sorts of functionality.
I see.
Want to sell products online?
Uh-huh.
There's a plugin for that.
Okay.
Need to integrate social media?
Yeah.
Another plugin.
Wow.
It's like having a giant toolbox for your website.
Hold on. Plugins.
Yeah.
I've heard that term before, but can you explain what they are exactly?
Sure. Imagine you have a basic smartphone.
Okay.
It can make calls, send texts, browse the internet.
Right.
But what if you want to play games,
mm-hmm.
edit photos, or track your fitness?
Yeah.
You download apps, right?
Right.
Plugins are kind of like apps for your WordPress website.
I see.
They add specific features and functionality.
Okay.
Without you having to code everything from scratch.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the core of WordPress is like a blank canvas,
mm-hmm.
and then you can add these plugins to paint whatever picture you want.
That's a great analogy.
Cool.
And that's what makes WordPress so adaptable.
Okay.
You only add the features you need.
Right.
Which keeps your website lean and efficient.
Okay, but wouldn't that also mean you have to spend a lot of time searching for the right plugins?
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
There are thousands of plugins available, okay. which can be daunting.
Yeah.
But WordPress.org does a pretty good job of categorizing them.
Okay.
And highlighting popular choices.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them are free.
Cool.
Or have free versions.
Right.
So you can experiment without breaking the bank.
Hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's a bit of a trade-off?
Yeah.
You get incredible flexibility.
Right.
But you might have to do some digging to find the perfect tools for your website.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But hey, isn't that part of the fun of building something yourself?
I guess so.
Discovering new tools,
mm-hmm.
figuring out how to use them.
Yeah.
To create something unique.
It's like solving a puzzle.
Yeah.
But instead of pieces, you have these plugins.
Right.
That you can fit together to build your dream website.
That's a great way to put it.
Thanks.
And speaking of puzzles, WordPress itself is constantly evolving.
Oh.
And adding new pieces.
Interesting.
They just released version 6.7.
Okay.
And it's packed with new features.
Oh, really?
What's the most exciting new feature in your opinion?
Well, for me, it's the zoom out editing mode.
Zoom out?
Yeah, you can step back and see the entire layout of your website.
Oh, wow.
Which is incredibly helpful for making big picture changes.
I see.
Imagine you're designing a house.
Okay.
You wouldn't just focus on each room individually, right?
Right.
You'd also want to see how they all fit together.
Mm-hmm.
This feature gives you that bird's eye view.
That sounds like a game changer for someone like me.
Yeah.
Who tends to get lost in the details.
Yeah.
But how does WordPress manage to keep adding these new features and stay up to date.
That's the beauty of open source projects like WordPress.
Okay.
It's not just a company churning out updates.
True
it's
that.
A whole community of developers and users working together to make it better.
Mm.
There are new versions, bug fixes, security updates, and features constantly being developed and rolled out.
So it's like a living, breathing organism.
Yeah.
Constantly adapting and improving.
Exactly.
And that's only possible because of the vibrant community behind it.
Absolutely. And speaking of community, both of our sources really highlight the importance of collaboration.
They do.
WordPress.org even mentions these events called WordCamps.
WordCamps.
They've got one coming up in Manila.
Tell me more about those.
Well, imagine this. You're in Manila, surrounded by passionate people from all over the world who use and build WordPress.
Wow.
There are workshops, talks, networking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic way to learn from others, share your own experiences, and contribute to the growth of the platform.
Wait, so it's not just developers going to these events?
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's for anyone who's interested in WordPress,
what?
Whether you're a blogger, a designer, a business owner,
right.
or just someone who's curious about how it all works.
Gotcha.
I actually went to a WordCamp a few years ago, and it was amazing.
Really?
I met so many interesting people and learned a ton of new stuff.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I had no idea these events even existed.
Yeah, they're great.
It's like a giant meetup for WordPress enthusiasts.
Exactly. And it's a testament to the open source nature of WordPress.
Right.
Anyone can contribute.
Yeah.
Whether it's by reporting issues, proposing code changes, or simply sharing their ideas.
So we've seen how user-friendly WordPress is.
Right.
But you might be curious about what's happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Our GitHub repository is where things get really technical.
For sure.
We see code branches, issues,
yeah.
all the behind-the-scenes stuff that makes WordPress tick.
Right. And even without coding knowledge, taking a peek into this world can be fascinating.
Yeah.
You get a sense of the scale and complexity of what goes into developing such a powerful platform.
Okay.
For example, one recent issue was a proposal for a new feature that would allow users to easily create multilingual websites.
Interesting.
The community discussed the pros and cons, offered suggestions.
Wow.
And even submitted code to help implement it.
So it's not just a bunch of developers working in isolation.
Okay.
It's a real collaboration with everyone contributing to make WordPress better.
Precisely. And this collaborative approach is reflected in everything from the development process to the support forums.
Mm.
You can always find someone who's willing to help you out.
That's great.
Whether you're stuck on a technical issue or just need some inspiration for your website.
Okay, so we've seen the polished front end of WordPress.org.
Yeah.
And dipped our toes into the development side with the GitHub repository.
Right.
What does this all mean for someone who just wants to build a website?
It means they have an incredibly powerful and flexible tool at their disposal.
Okay.
Regardless of your technical skill, you can create a website that looks great, functions smoothly, and can be expanded as your needs evolve.
It's like having a team of developers and designers at your fingertips.
Exactly.
Without having to code a single line.
And that's the beauty of WordPress.
Right.
It breaks down barriers to entry and empowers anyone to create a digital presence.
Yeah.
Regardless of their budget or technical expertise.
That's incredible.
And that's something we can all get behind, right?
Absolutely.
It's democratizing the web, giving everyone a voice and a platform to share their ideas with the world.
And speaking of empowering creators,
yeah.
a huge thanks again to SafeServer.
Absolutely.
Our sponsor for this deep dive.
Right.
They offer hosting solutions and expert guidance.
Okay.
For anyone looking to build and transform their digital presence.
I see.
Check them out at www.safeserver.d. It's amazing to see how a platform like WordPress can really level the playing field online.
Yeah.
Giving individuals and businesses the tools they need to succeed in the digital world.
For sure.
So we've explored the design freedom,
right.
the extensibility, the constant updates,
mm-hmm.
and the incredible community behind WordPress.
It's amazing.
It's clearly a lot more than just blogs.
Yeah, definitely.
But here's the big question for you, our listener.
Oh, okay.
Knowing all this, what kind of website could you build with WordPress?
That's a good question.
What features would you use?
Yeah.
What kind of online presence do you envision for yourself or your business?
Mm-hmm.
We encourage you to explore those possibilities.
Totally.
And see where your imagination takes you.
For sure.
Because with WordPress, the only limit is your own creativity.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like a living, breathing organism constantly adapting and improving.
Right.
And that's only possible because of the vibrant community behind it. Speaking of community, both of our sources really highlight the importance of collaboration.
Yeah.
WordPress.org even mentions these events called WordCamps.
WordCamps.
They've got one coming up in Manila.
WordCamps. Tell me more about those.
Well, imagine this. You're in Manila, surrounded by passionate people from all over the world.
Wow.
Who use and build WordPress.
Okay.
There are workshops, talks, networking.
Uh-huh.
It's a fantastic way to learn from others, share your own experiences, and contribute to the growth of the platform.
Wait, so it's not just for developers?
Not at all.
These events?
It's for anyone who's interested in WordPress.
Oh, wow.
Whether you're a blogger, a designer, a business owner, or just someone who's curious about how it all works.
Gotcha.
I actually went to a WordCamp a few years ago, and it was amazing.
Really?
I met so many interesting people and learned a ton of new stuff.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I had no idea these events even existed.
Yeah, they're great.
It's like a giant meetup for WordPress enthusiasts.
Exactly. And it's a testament to the open source nature of WordPress.
Right.
Anyone can contribute, mm-hmm. whether it's by reporting issues, proposing code changes, or simply sharing their ideas.
So we've seen how user-friendly WordPress is.
Right.
But you might be curious about what's happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Our GitHub repository is where things get really technical.
For sure.
We see code branches, issues, all the behind-the-scenes stuff that makes WordPress tick.
Right. And even without coding knowledge, taking a peek into this world can be fascinating.
Yeah.
You get a sense of the scale and complexity of what goes into developing such a powerful platform.
Okay.
For example, one recent issue was a proposal for a new feature.
Okay.
That would allow users to easily create multilingual websites.
Interesting.
The community discussed the pros and cons, offered suggestions,
wow.
and even submitted code to help implement it.
So it's not just a bunch of developers working in isolation.
No.
It's a real collaboration with everyone contributing to make WordPress better.
Precisely. And this collaborative approach is reflected in everything from the development process to the support forums.
Okay.
You can always find someone who's willing to help you out.
Okay.
Whether you're stuck on a technical issue or just need some inspiration for your website.
So we've seen the polished front end of WordPress.org.
Yeah.
And dipped our toes into the development side with the GitHub repository.
Right.
What does this all mean for someone who just wants to build a website?
It means they have an incredibly powerful and flexible tool at their disposal.
Okay.
Regardless of your technical skill, you can create a website that looks great, functions smoothly, and can be expanded as your needs evolve.
It's like having a team of developers and designers at your fingertips.
Exactly.
Without having to code a single line.
And that's the beauty of WordPress.
Right.
It breaks down barriers to entry and empowers anyone to create a digital presence.
Yeah.
Regardless of their budget or technical expertise.
That's incredible.
And that's something we can all get behind, right?
Absolutely. It's democratizing the web, giving everyone a voice and a platform to share their ideas with the world.
Huh.
And speaking of empowering creators,
yeah,
a huge thanks again to SafeServer.
Absolutely.
Our sponsor for this deep dive.
Right.
They offer hosting solutions and expert guidance for anyone looking to build
and
transform their digital presence.
Yeah.
Check them out at www.safeserver.d.
Cool.
It's amazing to see how a platform like WordPress can really level the playing field online.
Yeah, for sure.
Giving individuals and businesses the tools they need to succeed in the digital world.
Definitely.
So we've explored the design freedom, the extensibility, the constant updates, and the incredible community behind WordPress.
It's really impressive.
It's clearly a lot more than just blogs.
Way more.
But here's the big question for you, our listener.
Okay.
Knowing all this, what kind of website could you build with WordPress?
Mm-hmm.
What features would you use?
What would you need?
What kind of online presence do you envision for yourself or your business?
Yeah.
We encourage you to explore those possibilities and see where your imagination takes you.
It's a powerful tool.
Because with WordPress, the only limit is your own creativity.
That's the truth.